Matt Greenwood for Regional Radio Sports, speaking to Alex Rugley, head coach of the Jefferson Blue Jays. Our matchup tonight on KJEF is Jefferson at Crystal City, and we're happy to have that one also streaming online at MyMoInfo.com. But Jefferson 4-0, Crystal City 0-4 going into this matchup. And Coach Rugley with us now. Coach, what a great start for you guys. You've been able to really just kind of, I'll use the term, manhandle your opponents for the most part. St. Pius gave you guys quite the fight. But leading up to that, Bishop DeBorg, you won 51-6. Roosevelt, you won 57-19. You shut out Herky as well, big time there. And then 20-6 against St. Pius. But before we talk about your matchup against Crystal City, let's kind of get a feel for your team up to this point in the season. You know, we're almost halfway through. Week five essentially is halfway through for a 9-week season. But talk about your team and their performance and how you're liking things so far.
Yeah, hey, I appreciate you having me on. And, you know, I'm really pleased with our kids and what we've done so far. We've come out with a sense of urgency every game. Every Friday, we have come out with a sense of urgency. That's going for week. That's really our jamboree, the way we played our jamboree week one against Bishop DeBerg, week two against Roosevelt, week three, that Friday/Sunday game against Herculaneum, then last week against a very salty St. Pius program. And, you know, our kids came out with a sense of urgency, and I'm really proud of them. You know, we've had some really good performances by a lot of young men, but they also understand that in order for them to have those performances that they're doing and they're having and to have that success that they're having, they've got to perform well as a team and as a group. And that's the biggest thing that we're pushing with these guys. You know, I'll tell you this. You know, Andrew Graves is obviously the one that sticks out the most. And Andrew Graves will tell you he put all that stuff aside if he can have the opportunity to possibly win a conference championship and a district championship and then go on from there. These guys have bought into that concept all the way around. And, you know, they're playing like they want to do that. They want to accomplish that. And that's something that we're really excited about. And, you know, like I said, Andrew's had a great start to the season, both offensively, defensively, and special teams-wise. Colby Ott has had a great year. You know, so far he's stepping in for Tanner Davis, who unfortunately injured his knee week one. He's done a great job at running back for us, as well as safety, and then on special teams as a returner. You know, Brandon Floyd has been anchoring our offensive line, defensive line. You know, Steve Stevens, a sophomore, stepping up. Brandon Perry behind the quarterback, behind the center there, has been doing great. Daniel McWhorter, Dawson Jackal back. They're all doing good on the defensive side of the ball. So really pleased with our kids and their efforts. And, you know, I think that, you know, and our goal is to only continue to get better. And I believe that's really going to happen with this group.
You know, Coach Rugley, you've been around this game long enough, and I think most people understand this about football, is injuries and having a chance to have a comfortable margin of victory are two things that allow a coach to see just how good their depth can perform, not just, you know, beginning of the season, but middle of the season, close to the end of the season, postseason as well. And you mentioned Tanner Davis, which basically opened up a great chance for Colby Ott to prove what he can do running the football for you. And he's got over 300 yards rushing. He's got four touchdowns as well. And so that injury aspect allowed you to find a diamond in the rough, if you will. And then the fact that you have been winning by comfortable margins has allowed you to get some other guys into that rotation. What's your assessment of that aspect of your team, the depth there?
Yeah, it's been a blessing for us being able to get our youngsters in there, you know, to participate in football, Friday night football games, not Monday night football games, Friday night football games. And, you know, for us to see the depth that we're the deepest that we've been since I've been at Jefferson, from a backfield standpoint. I feel extremely comfortable with our two quarterbacks and Tommy Moon and Brandon Perry. And I tell you what, we have a good freshman quarterback in Colton Richardson, who is only continuing to get better. And then we are legitimately about six deep at our running back position, what we call ANZ position. And then we have three good fullbacks that we feel extremely comfortable with there from a skilled standpoint. And we have some receivers, ex-receivers, that can flat-out catch the football that we're going to try to try to get them to football here these next couple weeks. So it's kind of one of those things that, you know, our kids, they're understanding that. They're getting the opportunities on Friday. All of them are. And that's a awesome part of our guys that are normally, you know, that are starting, being able to do their jobs, put ourselves in a good position to where our youngsters can come in there and show us what they've got. It's like I tell our kids all the time, they're always being evaluated. They're always being assessed by our coaching staff and myself. So, you know, it's what I tell them, and it's like a job interview every time they go out there on the football field and they're practicing and things like that. And for them to be able to go out there and have success, you know, is awesome. We have some linemen that are able to go in there as well that have, you know, have just really stepped up. We have some sophomore offensive and defensive linemen that we are extremely pleased with that have been rotating on a regular basis on Friday nights from a defensive line standpoint with our starters. And it's a lot of fun to see those kids, all the work that they put in the weight room, and see them have the success that they're having out on the football field. So I think that stuff goes hand in hand, and I think our kids are having a lot of fun right now.
I know the Jefferson community coach is going to be very familiar with Ben Breeze, but, you know, I've been here for a couple of years now, and that wasn't really a name that I came across when it came to talking about Blue Jay football, and he's having a really good year. I mean, 33 carries, 157 yards, 5 touchdowns. For those outside of Jefferson R7 that aren't familiar with Ben Breeze and you know, the fact that he's had a really good year up to this point, I'm learning here as well a little bit about him. But, Coach, dive into Ben Breeze and who he is and how he's done so far for you.
Yeah, Ben is extremely – he's like almost like a utility player for us on a baseball team. He can play many positions and be very successful with those. You know, he's our fullback in our offensive set. That's what he does. But we can line him up as wide receiver, widen him out a little bit. He can catch passes. I know he hasn't caught any yet, but he can do that. Make moves in the open field. He's a great returner. He's an all-state returner from last year. You know, he can kick the ball. He's a very live leg from a special team standpoint. He's a punter as well as our kickoff guy. And then defensively, he can play an outside linebacker position for us. So, you know, he's a very coachable young man, very polite young man. He's a yes sir type kid. So, you know, it speaks volumes about the way he's been raised by his two parents and things like that. He's got two younger twin brothers that are on our football team as well. And, you know, he just keeps getting, he just wants to learn. He tries to soak up as much as he possibly can. And it's pretty neat to see him having the success that he's having this football season because of the learning process and the learning curve that's been thrown at him. And what he's been doing, and it's pretty neat to see him accomplish the things that he's accomplishing so far this year.
Yeah, I guess, Coach, when you focus so much of your attention on Dakota Jakubek and Andrew Graves and Brandon Floyd, you know, guys that have been very important to your success the last few years since I've been up around this area, it's nice to know that there are other guys hiding in the shadows like a Ben Breeze, although you mentioned All-State returner last year. So from an offensive standpoint, I guess he's kind of been coming out of the shadows for you and right into the spotlight. Another name that I just mentioned, Dakota Jakubek, I guess his brother Dawson is a defensive player for you. 2 interceptions for him, 27 tackles. Let's dive into a little bit of the defense for you. And you've got several guys that have multiple interceptions.
Yeah. Our Dolphin, it was pretty neat to see him develop. We knew as a coaching staff that, you know, with what Dakota did and watching Dawson kind of progress as a junior high football player to his freshman year last year. And he's a very smart young man, very, very smart. He understands the game of football. I think he'd tell you that he could probably be a little bit faster with his feet, and I could tell you that too, but he's getting better. And he makes up for a lot of that because he's an extremely smart football player. He's an extremely smart young man. So, you know, the success that he's having this year and as a sophomore is pretty neat. It's pretty awesome to see him kind of step into that role. You know, Daniel McWhorter, our other middle linebacker, having a great year, played next to Dakota last year, was learning from Dakota. And, you know, to see Dawson learn from Daniel, you know, is pretty neat because Daniel's now teaching him some of the things, the ins and outs that Dakota taught Daniel last year. So it's a neat thing to see. It's awesome whenever your kids are, you know, besides your coaches are coaching them, the kids are coaching each other. And whenever you have that stuff happening in practice and outside of practice, it's a special deal. So, yeah, he's had a great start to the year. He's only going to get better. We're really excited about him. And, you know, I think that he will continue to progress like our others will.
Coach, another name that you and I have, or you specifically, have mentioned, Cole Biot already. You mentioned him. Safety position for you, 3 interceptions this year, 15 tackles, again, from that safety spot. And he's a wide receiver for you as well. He's got a couple of catches this year, so he can line up that way. He's a second baseman slash infielder for the baseball team, and just a sophomore at that. So it seems, Coach Rugley, that you've got players in good spots defensively that are young guys that are making plays already this season. That's got to get you pretty excited for not just the rest of this year, but for the future of Jefferson football.
Yeah, definitely does. It definitely does. Colby Ott has, he started a lot of our season last year actually as a freshman at safety, and we ask a lot out of our safeties. They're our quarterback on the defensive side of the ball. We do a lot of stuff coverage-wise, different coverages and things like that, and it's a pretty expansive type playbook from a coverage standpoint, and he has got those things down based off what he sees. And, we always have an auto adjustment for a certain, formation that we might see, and he has got those down immediately, and he's calling that defense and things like that, and from a secondary standpoint. So to see him have the success that he's having and to see him, he's about 25 pounds heavier than he was last year, so he's got that kind of going for him. The confidence that he brings about himself is awesome. He's a good football player. He's a good athlete. He's a good basketball player. He's a good baseball player, like you mentioned before. So to see him have the success that he's having in the secondary is pretty neat, because he loves being out there and he has complete ownership of what's going on out there. And he has that confidence that you need at that safety position with what we do defensively to have a lot of success. And he has that right now, and I think he's trying to go after our season interception record, which is 6, which is actually held by Andrew Graves. So I think he's trying to go after that thing. So they got a little healthy battle going on there right now. But, it's one of those things that I think that he's just going to continue to get better too, kind of like what I said about Dawson. He's just going to keep getting better, and I think he will continue to get smarter about the game. He's already a smart young man right now, but it just forces him to play faster. And whenever you have to think less and you play faster on the football field, that's a good thing. Or anything that you're doing athletically, that's a good thing. And he's doing that right now.
Coach, we've been talking a lot about depth and experimenting with guys and seeing, how they all fit and how they're able to play, on the varsity team. The young guys, the sophomores, and I'm sorry, I just keep looking down this roster and I keep looking at the stats and I'm just seeing so much youth making an impact on games and guys that you're able to get in there with the leads that you've been able to have. And another one of those kids is Dylan Schnitzler. I mean, he's almost got 100 yards and he's got 2 touchdowns for you. So the list goes on and on and on for your team and the depth. It's quite outstanding in my opinion.
Yeah, it's been awesome. It really is. Dylan's another young man, and, his cousin Will Schnitzler also, I know he hadn't had very many carries, but he's played a lot of cornerback for us this year. And it's kind of one of those deals that they just feed off one another. Dylan runs extremely hard, runs the football extremely hard. He's a very, very coachable young man. It's awesome to see him have the success that he's having currently, and he's only going to continue to have success. And he will, he's a kid that we believe, next year and the year after that can be a 1,000-yard rusher. We firmly believe that, we want to make sure that he's given that opportunity in games that, we're up by 28, or whatever, that he's able to get in there and get the football and carry, get some good quality carries and running back. And, it's pretty awesome to see him, get a couple touchdowns this year early. And then just run the ball hard. That's what he does. And he plays the game hard. He plays the game the way it should be played in all 3 facets of the football game. So he's a fearless young man, and it's pretty neat to see him. And then Will also, his cousin Will, have the success that they're having this early in the year.
And Dylan at 5'7", 140, obviously room to grow there as well for you, Coach.
Yes, definitely. One
position we haven't talked about, and that's the quarterback spot. And, you know, with the way it works in the NFL and seemingly in college football as well for a bunch of the big programs, it all starts with the quarterback. But that's not exactly how it set up for you, because Brandon Perry's only thrown the ball 13 times. You've only asked him to run 19 times this year. But he's making an impact when he does those things. So let's focus on the quarterback, and then we'll turn our attention to Crystal City.
Yeah. Brandon, it's one of those deals that Brandon, you know, he had an ACL injury last year. So we're trying to be smart with Brandon. But we also want Brandon to feel comfortable with what he's doing. And he's getting more and more comfortable each week with his knee, with his body, with everything that he's doing. So it's one of those deals that, you know, we don't pass a whole lot. We're trying to get a little bit more diverse with what we're doing passing-wise. But we also ask him to run the option. And we run the option quite a bit. And with what he's doing, he's extremely successful with what he's doing from an option standpoint. He's getting better and better at his reads from an option standpoint. So it's neat to see him have that success at the quarterback position and kind of do it quietly. You know, he has Andrew Graves around him. He has Colby Oddie at Ben Breeze. He has some of these guys that are running the football extremely successfully. And for him to come in and guide our offense and lead our offense very quietly is pretty neat. He takes charge of the huddle. There's no doubt about that. There's no, you know, talking about anything else. It's locked and loaded in there. And he takes full responsibility of that huddle and the huddle presence. And he's a great young man, and he's a great leader. So anytime you have those assets as a person, and you can throw the football just a little bit, and you're an athlete, you know, it makes for a good quarterback in our system. And he's a good one, and we're excited to have him for another couple of years.
All right, Coach Rugley, I think a lot of people around this area are very familiar with the friendship that you have with Coach Dan Fox of the Crystal City Hornets. You guys were on the coaching staff at Hillsborough for some time, and Crystal City they're obviously, you know, going through a bit of a struggle this season, and they're 0-4 going into your matchup tonight on KJF. But as a coach from in your shoes, when you see what's happening at Crystal City and you see that the guys are giving 100% effort, even 110% effort, and the results just aren't there, how do you, Coach, approach a game like this where you look at some of the numbers and it's just it stands out that you kind of have an advantage in terms of, you know, the stats and the players and all that stuff?
Yeah, you know, watching them on film, I went and watched them live actually against Principia whenever they ended up playing that Thursday evening instead of that Friday night when we had that bad weather. A lot of games got postponed or moved to Monday or Sunday in our instance. You notice a couple things, and that's I've always thought that Crystal City has played extremely hard since I've been at Jefferson. Every year those kids play hard, and that's something that we make sure we push to our kids here at Jefferson, and our kids understand that. They know it. Their kids are going to play hard every snap, every down. And, you know, to see them and you know, like you said, me and Coach Fox are extremely close, and we run a lot of the same stuff, really, offensively and defensively and special teams-wise. To see them and watch them start to progress, you know, they had a game where we watched where they were right in it with Principia and had a chance to win it there, and unfortunately did not. But they're in the position to succeed. They're being put in good positions. And, you know, those kids, I know Coach Fox is going to get them in the weight room. There's no doubt about that. I think he already has. I know he's done a transformation in the weight room and things like that. So, you know, once they get going, it's just like it was here at Jefferson. We were when I got this job 4 years ago, we were not very strong, weight room strong-wise. We were blessed with some good athletes, some talented athletes, some talented kids, but we weren't very strong. And, you know, to see what we've done the past 3 or 4 years with our weight program here and the complete buy-in from the administration and from the students in general, to see the transformation of our kids is pretty neat. And I know for a fact that Dan Fox has had that same type of deal going on there at Crystal City, and it's only a matter of time, I truly believe, before that starts happening there. Those kids, if those kids buy into what he's doing, they're going to be successful. There's no doubt about that in my mind, because I've seen him do it when he replaced me at Hillsboro. Everybody's seen that. And then also we've seen it here at Jefferson in our 4 short years. So, you know, as long as they buy into that weight room, they buy into what he's doing, which that definitely is occurring on the football field, good things are going to happen. It might not be now, even though there's little good things happening that people may not see, but it will definitely occur down the road. And I really hope people realize that, and I really think that people do realize that, you know, and I think good things are on the horizon for Crystal City Hornets.
And, Coach Rugley, this will be the first time that you guys have been on opposite sidelines as head coaches. So that's a different dynamic thrown into the mix.
Yeah, it definitely is. It definitely is. I'll probably give him a big old hug at the fifth-yard line. I haven't done that 4 years being a head coach, but I care a lot about him. I know he cares a lot about me. And he's helped me become a better coach, and as well as I've done everything I can to help him become a better coach. So, you know, it's one of those things that he knows it and I know it. Once we turn around and walk to our sidelines, it's game on, and everything else is kind of pushed off to the side, and there's a task at hand that has to be done, taken care of. And, you know, we're just hoping we're on the positive end from a Jefferson side of that at the end of the game.
All right, Coach, one final question for you, and it is about the game. A 26 victory over St. Pius last week, so you got challenged quite considerably there, an up-and-coming Lancers program, but you go into this matchup tonight against Crystal City. What are some other things that you're looking at? If they're the same things, what are those that you're looking for from your guys tonight?
We've got to be able to control the football, control the line of scrimmage. We kind of see that almost every week, but it's so true in anything that you're wanting to do to be successful in high school football, in any college football, in the NFL. We've got to control the line of scrimmage, and we've got to control the football. We've got to control the clock. Our kids have got to come out prepared and ready to go, and I firmly believe that they will be ready to go tonight. And we've got to be able to throw the ball a little bit. It's one of those things that we've talked to the staff. We know that almost bit us in the rear last week, not being able to throw the ball very successfully. We only accepted three passes. But we've got to be able to try to throw this football a little bit around and spread it around to some of our other athletes besides just for Andrew Graves. Now, when Andrew Graves understands that, it's only going to make Andrew Graves better. So that's something that we've got to do. Defensively, we've got to do a reads and tees. We've got to tackle well, and we've got to go to the football. We fly the football, and good things are going to happen, no doubt about that. I'm really pleased with our defense so far this year, and I think they're only going to continue to get better too, because they completely trust our scheme and they're not having to think very much. They're just playing fast. So, yeah, those are some of the things I think that we need to do in order to be successful, and I truly believe that we'll be able to do that tonight.
All right, Coach Rugley, as always, appreciate the time. Thanks for all the answers to those questions, and we'll certainly look forward to seeing you out there on the football field.
Hey, thanks so much, Matt. We appreciate everything you do and everything you guys do for high school sports.
That is Coach Alex Rugley of the Jefferson Blue Jays tonight. Their matchup against Crystal City. We'll have our Fleegs Equipment pregame show beginning at 6 o'clock on regional radio, and then we'll have our own broadcast beginning at 6:45 on AM 1400 KJEF and streaming online at mymoinfo.com. That's it for KJEF Sports Talk. I'll see you out there on the field.